Walling, Addie. Walling, May. Hobart, Tasmania, December 11th, 1895. Dear nieces Addie and May, I have not been able to do much writing of late. At the last camp meeting, the course taken by Fanny was of a character that May will understand. It was similar to that which I had to meet in Melbourne 2 years ago. Since that period, I have had but very little harmony with Fanny. I have tried to have her receive and appropriate the precious truths that were spread before her as a rich banquet, but while she handled these truths, she did not feast upon them. She regarded it all as a common thing. The warnings, the appeals, the precious light given, the jewels of truth were apparently of no value to Fanny. She was feeling so rich in her supposed treasure of talents that she wanted nothing. Sacred things were of no more value to her than the common fire, and she worked and walked in its light. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mind hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Isaiah 50, verse 11. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see. Therefore your sin remaineth. John 9, verse 39-41. This is the true situation of Fanny Bolton's spiritual condition. Oh, what sadness, what grief have I suffered because of her course of action, her changeable moods, her fitful course. But I was compelled to separate from her, for my life and the cause of God were imperiled. I might expect any freak in her character to be manifested at any time. This came out at the meeting at Armadale, and I cut loose from her then and there. Never will I put another manuscript in her hands, for she claims that she should be credited with the making of my books and the articles I write, and lays the whole matter out before whomsoever she thinks will give her credence. She was met by Brother and Sister Prescott with decided words that this could not be, for some have so many letters in my own handwriting that they know better. When she saw that she prevailed nothing, she went into great distress. When I told her that she could no longer work in connection with me, she confessed, but all the confessions she might make cannot replace her. You see, now I have no helper. I do not feel that Mary Stewart is the one to fill the bill. Sister Burnham is wedded to the Echo office, and I cannot get her to connect with me. I have had my mind on Sister Hall at the school at South Lancaster, and I hope that she can be what I want. If you think of anyone who can work in connection with me, please let me know. I have many books which I wish to write, and can write if I can have workers, but I need workers.